Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 110 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I'll be going through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'll be talking about what's going on with the game, and a discussion point, and this week I'll talk about my current plans for Shadowlands launch. A little bit about the content, and a lot more about how I'm going to approach the expansion from a gold making, and like what I'll be prioritizing, leveling versus leveling professions, and all of that jazz. Of course, based on current knowledge of the beta, I haven't checked absolutely everything yet. So yeah, now of course the podcast is made available by my patrons, that amongst other things can get access to all episodes 7 days ahead of time. So if you're interested in that, head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. All right, let's dive in. So this week in BFA, currently I'm sitting at 18.2 million gold, about 800k more than last week. So that's very nice. I also had a huge amount of sales this week, 1.8 million. The biggest week in a long while. Of course, the death of multiboxing that we talked about last week had a huge effect. I got a lot of sales off of stuff I had posted in typical multibox item markets. I sold a huge amount of abyssal fragments and mounts, specifically like the day that they announced it, and I collected it after I recorded last episode. So that was a huge chunk right there. Definitely been selling a lot of good stuff after that as well. Mounts, island expedition gear. Of course, I'm doing uncanny gear and compendiums and stuff like that on my current main realm. But I didn't restock like super heavily uncanny gear outside of the trinkets, because a little bit uncertain about how the pre-patch event would affect the sales. I was afraid that it would make it go down too much, the sale rate. I'm a little uncertain still. I haven't really seen the effect yet. I'll probably craft some more uncanny gear because it will eventually sell as transmog. But yeah, the trinkets are still good at least, because they are still the best choice for gearing up quickly. Of my sales, 600k, 612 was on my new main realm where I do crafting. So that's pretty okay. My last day was a little weaker, mostly probably because I didn't restock as much uncanny gear as we got later in this week. But yeah, like some markets are selling incredibly fast. ATVs, I'm selling them as fast as I can craft them, essentially. Same goes for Vial of the Sands. And I've spent a lot of gold this week as well, because obviously like my totals went up by 800k, but I had 1.8 million in sales. And the culprit here is the island expedition gear that I've been just keep buying. I've invested a lot of gold in that across a lot of my realms, because so far I've been getting huge sales. I've been getting a lot of good sales already, just flipping stuff I bought 2 months ago. And I've had some absolutely crazy profit margins. We're talking buying an item for 2k, selling it for 30, 40, 50. Absolutely fantastic. And as we get closer to Shadowlands, like, people are just going to do less and less island expeditions, and a lot of that gear is really cool, really unique transmogs. That's definitely something to look into if you haven't already. There may still be many good opportunities to invest, but even though a lot of the items have already increased heavily in price. So that's it for retail. Let's take a look at Classic. Currently in Classic, I'm sitting on about 6,000 gold with another 4,200-ish worth of auctions. And I managed to hit 1,000 gold in sales this week. So that's double last week, but still not super high. Obviously, the numbers reflect that I did do a restocking of Alchemy. I crafted quite a bit. So that's going to be nice. I also spent some money on enchants. Overall, I'm a little down. Like, I'm down 2k in gold, but I'm up about 1,400 gold on the auction now. So in terms of total value, I actually lost a little bit this week. I think it's mostly because I spent some money on enchants and potentially some consumables. Because I got a new weapon from AQ, so I had to, or I wanted to go back to daggers and doing my utmost to parse. So that was fun. Very fun on the raid. I managed to top DPS on one boss, so that was cool. So I guess it was worth it, but from a gold-making perspective, not that good. I might actually have invested some for Nax as well. I think I did. I think I bought some elemental water and stashed it in my bank, if I remember correctly. Either way, like on many realms, it'll already be too late to invest in many markets. But we'll see, like, demand. People aren't going to start drinking frost potions until Nax is out. So it's really hard to say, like, how the balance of materials generated versus the materials actually being used, because currently the materials aren't being used. Or they're being used to craft, but the crafted items aren't being consumed. So, like, the actual stockpile of greater frost protection potions is going to be super high right now. So there could be opportunities there still. Also very interesting to see how Saffron ends up being tuned, but yeah, that's more of a what's going on with the game subject. So let's head into that segment. First off, always retail. The pre-patch event is out. Well, it's been out for a week. We're now definitely on the last hurrah of BFA. Most of the crafted gear is now on its way to quick obsolescence. Consumables, like flasks in particular, will probably remain useful early on in Shadowlands. So I expect they will retain value a slight bit longer. But we're looking at markets on the verge of dying if they haven't already collapsed on your realms, with people just not bothering to buy stuff. Now is definitely the time to do your last minute prep, like cleaning up your bags, getting the bag from Bronjam in what's it called, in Ice Crown. If you haven't already, you can check the schedule for your realm to find them. The 34 Slaughter is definitely a huge thing to pick up if you can. Outside of that, I would look into to many of the things you can invest in or farm, like we're talking about the recipes for crafted mounts, getting ready with island expedition gear, farmed mounts from BFA. There are plenty of things to stock up on, so you don't have to spend time stocking up on them when Shadowlands rolls around. So that's sort of the last minute prep I would do, like just prepare your bags and farm any recipes you want to get. Or if you have any capital, extra capital, excess capital. I have no idea exactly how expensive it will be to level professions. But if you do feel like you have extra gold, then definitely look for markets where there will be long-term value, which is typically going to be mounts and cosmetics. So yeah. If we turn our attention over to Classic, then of course Naxxramas is fast approaching. I expect prices on many items are already high up, but there are probably still profit opportunities on many realms. You'll just have to know them, and it does depend a lot on the exact tuning of the raid and how we actually deal with it this time around. So don't have any big insights. It's going to be stuff like greater shadow protection, greater frost protection, regular DPS consumables, and yeah, that's where it is. Frost resistance gear is sort of the joker. Items for the tier 3 turn-ins is something that people might not have bought ahead of time, but we'll see. It all depends on how long you expect to be playing Classic, whether or not this is something to spend time on, and whether or not you think you'll be able to take your gold with you into TBC Classic if and when that happens. For me personally, I don't see much point in getting significantly more amount of gold, and I've scaled back personally. I've made a few investments for Nax, but nothing crazy. So I'm more looking to do the raid and then see where it comes from there. All right, so this time around, we have a question from one of our patrons. So the question is, as someone who wants to do crafting at the start of an expansion for the first time ever, how do you suggest concentrating your time the first week? Level alts for Queen's Conservatory or just pure buy stuff off the auction house, a mix, etc. I plan to focus on inscription, blacksmithing, tailoring, enchanting, jewel crafting in that order. So yeah, that's what I'll be talking about all the episode, but to zero in on a couple of things here. For crafting professions in general, you'll want to rely on the auction house if you have capital, otherwise you'll have to farm it. The Queen's Conservatory, as far as I know, it's a way to get like a small amount of material, extra materials for free. I don't think that's going to be meaningful. You either have to farm or just buy off the auction house. Those are the ways to generate large amounts. I would not level alt specifically for that, personally. Now, I would level alt to get access to all of the professions, obviously, or access to the good recipes. Now, for week one, I'll be talking about all this in the discussion point, exactly what I'll be doing week one, but I think you have the right order. I think inscription is number one, because for the trinkets from inscription, you don't have to even level your character. So I'll be looking to power level inscription as soon as humanly possible and get some Darkmoon decks onto the auction house. Because I think they're going to sell really, really well. Other options like blacksmithing, tailoring, definitely rely more on level 60. And they're not as good week one as we'll get to because the base legendary items and crafter's mark are both time gated. From what it seems to me, there's going to be a good mix between crafting and leveling will be good. Day one, I would focus on inscription, then probably start leveling characters and doing other things on the side. But there probably will be specific opportunities that arise quickly that you want to be ready to jump on. So that's sort of my answer. And now we'll just go straight into the discussion point and talk about the entire thing. Because we're going to talk about my plans for Shadowlands. So I'll do a quick one about content. So I wrote about this on Monday, so this is already out there. But if you haven't read that post already, I'll be redoing my profession spreadsheet for Shadowlands. It's now more than halfway done. There's a couple of things I haven't quite figured out with how to deal with Crafter's Mark pricing. But we'll see when we get there. I should have it out by this Friday. Even if it's not going to be useful before a couple of days after Shadowlands launch, actually, when we get stable pricing from TSM. So that's in the works. I'll also be running a special offer on Patreon, where anyone who has an active pledge by the first Sunday after Shadowlands launch will get access to 4 videos that I'll make the 4 weeks after launch, talking through the current market, what I've been doing, and what's working. So that's going to be fun. I've been thinking about spending the time in launch week to making some YouTube videos. It's something I've been considering, but no concrete plans there. It might happen. Either way, I have gotten time off from my day job during launch week, so I'll be streaming a lot. The plan right now is, a lot for me at least, so the plan is to stream 7-8 hours a day during the daytime, so from daytime EU, that is, so from about 8-9 in the morning Central European time, and then for 7-8 hours, and then I'll be taking a break for dinner and family time, and then probably a shorter stream in the evening, 2-4 hours, something like that. It'll depend a little bit on the day, because I need to get enough sleep and decompression time as well. Obviously, making guides and the podcast as usual. Now, how am I going to spend this time? This is probably what you're all more interested in. And we got this in the question this week as well. Should you level? Should you level crafting? In BFA, week one, I think I managed to get to level 113, and I spent all the rest of my time crafting. But I did not go particularly hard during BFA launch. I didn't play that much. So there was that. It was a lot of fun though. Now, it does depend quite a bit on many factors. For instance, if you start playing during the actual launch, there won't be any materials available yet. There'll be zero available on the auction house, so you'll have to go level. And if you're planning to play in that time frame, then I would just focus heavily on leveling, because there's nothing else to do. You can also farm, of course, if you're interested in farming. But no one's going to be buying stuff for the first 9 hours anyway, because everyone who's playing at that time, they're just power leveling. That's like typically the focus of the people who play right at launch. They're just going to blast through the story, get to max. So for me personally, I don't plan to play the midnight launch. I'm just going to sleep and be fresh and ready when I'm ready to go live at about 9. So at this time, there should probably be some materials available for sale, but not likely too many. So exactly what I'll do depends a little bit on how much stuff is available on the auction house, but I will definitely be prioritizing getting most of my characters through the initial intro so that they are in Ouroboros and can access their professions. If possible, I will power level Inscription. Right now, that's definitely number one priority, I think, the item level. 200 Darkmoon decks are just gonna sweep the deck with every other opportunity you have week one. For multiple different reasons, but they are essentially the only super high value craft early on. So we might see a really congested market, or we might see people just focusing on playing the game as they often do. So that's sort of the general idea. Now, to answer the question about whether leveling your professions or leveling your character is most important, it depends on what you get from leveling your character in terms of profession access. So currently there are two main recipe types that are locked behind level 60 to some degree. The base legendary items used to craft legendaries and crafter's mark rank 2. So both of these things are mostly for the armor crafting professions. So that's nice. They are concentrated. So there are four professions where this is decently important: blacksmithing, leatherworking, tailoring, and jewel crafting. These are the most important because they have the base legendary items. And then, of course, blacksmithing, leatherworking, and tailoring also have loads of crafted gear that you can boost with Crafter's Mark II, which is going to be in the same place as combatant gear was in BFA in terms of the niche it fills, which means that we should see consistent demand. For the other professions, most currently all of the recipes are learned from the trainer with one or two very with a couple of exceptions, the main one being enchanted Alethium bars, the intermediate material needed to craft legendary plate armor, which you need to, you don't need to be level 60 on that character, but you need to have a character that has finished the main story so that you can unlock the Awowed reputation in Revendreth, because you need to be revered with the Awowed to get that recipe. So that's sort of the general idea, which means that I will want to level 2 characters as quickly as possible, and I have 2 accounts, so I'm going to utilize that fact. I'm gonna do some low-tech multiboxing. I'm just going to have both my accounts open, one on each screen, and I'll just put myself on follow, and then I'll have to tab back and forth to loot mobs and do stuff like that, but I'll mostly just be killing mobs with one character and just having the other tag along to get quest kill credit and stuff like that. In the same group, probably. So, of course, this will be slower in terms of getting one character to 60, but I will be much faster getting 2 characters to 60 than doing this separately. And that's going to be nice, because there isn't a need to level hyper quickly to 60 this time around. The stuff you can get at 60, the legendaries, currently you don't get enough soul ash to craft your legendary week 1, so the base items for legendaries will not see that much demand week 1. But week 2, you can currently get enough to craft rank 2, so it's going to be very important to have leveled your profession and have rank 2 base legendary items ready to go week 2. So that's going to be hugely important. For Crafter's Mark rank 2, it's now unlocked from Venari rep in the Maw, and you need to farm a lot of it. So that's time gated, so there's a reason to go to 60 quickly, but I don't think, ultimately, I think Crafter's Mark rank 2 is just going to be too slow to be useful in initial gearing. It's possible, of course, that some of like the base item level 151 rare crafted gear sells, but I don't think that's going to be a huge moneymaker, because it's ultimately just a little too low to be that much of a bump once you hit 60. So I don't think it's going to be at the same level as Honorable Combatant, sadly. So on the two characters that I level, I'll have Blacksmithing, Leatherworking, Jewel Crafting, Tailoring. Get them through the storyline, unlock Torghast, get the base legendary items and stuff like that. After that, I'll be running my Enchanter through the questline for the Awowed. He's probably going to be on my second account. And then farm a wild rep with him as fast as possible. So I have the Alethian Bar recipe as well, so I can craft blacksmithing legendary items. And then once that's done, then I'll level my Warlock, which is probably going to be my main, and coincidentally going to be the last one I plan to level. It has Alchemy Engineering, and none of those professions are important to level early. When we're talking early, we're talking week one. Alchemy doesn't sell that well week one. Like week one, I'll probably be buying finished potions because they're usually underpriced and then they go up in value as we approach the raid. So yeah, that's sort of my plan. Everything is obviously subject to change because there can and will be changes to some of these things, I am sure. Once we know more, then I'll let you know, but that's sort of the general idea. I'm leaning this time around, leveling to 60 super quickly, not important. You don't need to speed to 60, but you do want to get to 60 within week one. And power level your professions. Like that's at least for the armor professions, you want to get both of those things done week one. So yeah, that's it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want to read about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.